You are about to embark on a life-changing journey. A journey that will take you to completely new levels within yourself. A journey you can use to heal and empower your life in each and every area of your choosing. A journey that can teach you more about yourself and your life than any book you've ever read. Hello, my name is Shireen Naidu. I'd like to welcome you to this life-changing course in life healing. The fact that you have chosen to listen to these meditations means that there's a big part of you that is already committed to healing your life, to changing your life for the better, for good. These meditations have enabled thousands of people at my workshops to improve the quality of their life beyond their wildest imaginings, in many different areas. Life healing is not a set of theories external to yourself, but a way of healing and transforming your life from within. With life healing, you learn about your own life from the greatest teacher you can ever have, yourself. Life healing is a way of thinking about your life as well as a set of powerful healing and transformational techniques and meditations. It embraces healing at all levels of your being: physical, mental, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Its primary focus is the mind, because how you think and feel about life determines the quality of life you experience, and because by changing your thinking, you change your life on all levels. To begin with, let me ask you a few questions. What's happening in your career right now? How satisfied are you right now with your daily routine at work? How about your health or your relationship with your partner, if you have one? How content are you about your relationships with members of your family? How happy are you emotionally? How content are you spiritually? If you're really honest, how happy are you truly within yourself? And what stops you feeling happier? You see, to a large degree, the way you choose to perceive your life will determine the way you experience your life. And this means that as you let go of outdated ways of thinking about yourself and your life, you heal and empower, and your life can never be the same again. Like you, I would guess, I have been through all kinds of trials and upsets in my life. As a child, I grew up in a time of turbulence and uncertainty. My father was a prominent undercover member of Nelson Mandela's ANC, and I can remember the South African police interrogating me about his whereabouts. I grew up in a climate of prejudice and fear. Since then, I've experienced it all: divorces, relationship breakups, all kinds of illnesses, and deep, deep depression. In fact, I often feel as though I've been through several lifetimes in one. And you know, my experience is that the toughest times, the so-called bad times in my life, were the most powerful times. They strengthened me, and they made me who I am today. And without them, I would never have been able to achieve what I have achieved in my life. So for me, the bad times in life have become the best of times. I believe that everything happens so we can learn and evolve. Learning and growing is for me what life is primarily about. Everything you are currently unhappy about is like an oyster shell that contains a pearl. That pearl is a valuable lesson that you have yet to learn. Life healing meditations will help you to open up those oyster shells and extract the pearls. And it works like this. As you take the learnings from those experiences at the unconscious level, all the emotions, the sadness, the anger, the guilt, the shame, the hurt, the fear, all of these just automatically and safely release. The benefits of life healing are easy to experience for yourself. And the benefits for people who have used these techniques at my workshops over the years have been undeniable. Over the last 30 years, I've worked with people with all kinds of conditions, many pronounced incurable by the medical profession. People say that the meditations have helped them to heal themselves of these conditions, which include HIV and AIDS, cancer, lupus, arthritis, and chronic fatigue. I have seen so-called heroin addictions fall by the wayside. Stresses and strains, pains and aches just fall away. People with deep depression report that they are happier than they have ever been in their lives. People who have felt low and worthless all their lives gain tremendously in confidence and in self-belief. I've seen them go out and achieve tremendous things in their lives. I once worked with a whole group of individuals with chronic fatigue. Within 1 year, all the group members who had stayed the course had healed themselves, and we continued to work using life healing meditations, but this time they worked on their abundance. One group member, a woman of 65, who had been out of work for most of her life, then went on to bring in as much as £1,000 per week. And she employed two other members in the group, so everyone's abundance benefited. Another member of the group healed himself and went on to earn more than £1,000 a day. People who have already felt well and reasonably happy in their lives have also gone on to use these meditations to take themselves to new levels of happiness and achievement in their work, their relationships, their finances, and their own emotional well-being. Now, only you can know your own life situation. But let me tell you, if you are open, committed, and trust in the process, you might be pleasantly surprised by the results you will achieve for yourself. I know you can do it because I know everyone can do it. My belief is that we all share the same kind of neurology, the same kinds of limiting thoughts and feelings, and the same potential to free ourselves from the shackles of our own limitations. And as you learn to let the past go and perceive your life differently, you begin to feel better within yourself. You value and respect yourself more, and your behaviors reflect that. And as a result, you relate more resourcefully to the people around you. Life healing is not about intellectual understanding, but about mastering the basics. I have had graduates from top universities, such as Oxford and Cambridge, come to see me, and brilliant though they may be intellectually, they very often don't know how to deal with their own feelings, how to handle themselves resourcefully in a relationship, how to run their own minds. And that's because they were never taught. After all, who teaches you how to handle guilt, hurt, anger, sadness, and fear? Who teaches you how to overcome life's obstacles? The reason so many people feel as though they have failed in their lives is not through want of trying, but through lack of know-how. And know-how is what life healing provides. It is a method that works, because when you do know how to handle your own thoughts and feelings, when you do know how to change beliefs that are limiting and long past their sell-by date, then whatever life throws at you, you are not only going to cope well, the chances are, in most cases, you are going to positively thrive. I like to say to people, whenever life pulls the carpet out from under your feet, rather than fall down, would you not prefer to be able to dance? So what do you need to do in order to heal your life? Well, the most important thing you can do is to get clear about what you want and then commit 100% to achieving it. The universe, or even depending on your beliefs, your own unconscious mind, will provide you with all the rest. All you need to do is trust the process. So, I'd like you now to take some time to look at the downloadable booklet that accompanies these meditations, and fill in your answers to all the questions. Some of you may find this less than easy at first, because you have never given it much thought before. But one of the key principles of life healing is to envision your life as you want it to be. You might want to turn off the recording now and complete the exercise. Welcome back. So what was your experience of filling in the goals forms? Just getting clear and allowing your mind to think about how you would rather have things in your life is an important first step to achieving it. Simply by answering the questions, you have done some very powerful change work. Now that you have some idea about the way you want your life to be, let me tell you what's in store for you in each meditation. The first meditation is called The Healing Well. You will journey to a planet of light and read the book of your life, a book that contains the lessons you came here to learn so that you can grow and evolve. The forgiveness meditation is perhaps the most important healing meditation of all. I have seen people heal themselves of so-called incurable illness just by focusing on forgiveness. And if I were permitted to do just one meditation with people, it would be this forgiveness meditation. Next is the ending self-sabotage meditation. You will work with a part of you that seems to be stopping you going forward in your life. And this will enable you to have new choices, new ways of perceiving, so you'll move towards the life you truly want to lead. The next meditation, the cinema technique, is based on a safe but powerful technique from neuro-linguistic programming. This meditation can be used to clear any pattern you feel is troubling you in your life, whether it's feelings of sorrow, of anger, of hurt, of fear, or indeed any other limiting feeling. Next comes the cleansing meditation. This meditation will allow you to let go of many blockages within your physical body and energy field and replace this old energy with powerful resources. Releasing enmeshment, taking back your power, is a tremendously important healing meditation, which will help you tap into your inner strength and feel far more resourceful and clear within yourself. In the meditation called Working with the Inner Critic, You will work with a part of you that criticizes you, and you will release old judgments and beliefs about yourself. Activate and Awaken Your Inner Resources is a meditation in which you will journey up a sacred mountain and receive gifts from seven wise beings or masters. This meditation will be read by Jeremy, who has frequently assisted me in my work over the years. Jeremy nearly died when he was in the Far East, and following a near-death experience, he used these meditations to heal himself. Jeremy will also read the next meditation called Changing Your Beliefs. This meditation will show you that you do have a clear choice as to what you believe. And since what you believe can literally program you for life or for death, for misery or for happiness, it really is important to let that old worn-out programming go for good. The meditation called Accepting Yourself for Who You Are will also be read by Jeremy. Through this meditation, you will learn what stops you from accepting yourself fully and release it, because as you release this unuseful programming from the past, you learn to love yourself for who you are. And finally, the love meditation on side 12 is probably the most popular meditation I do. You will feel and experience the healing power of love and allow limitations to transform and heal in the love you are experiencing. Now, before we proceed, I'd like to give you a few guidelines on using these recordings. The meditations are easy to use, and it becomes easier and easier to relax into them the more you listen to them. Simply sit or lie down in a comfortable place where you will not be disturbed and follow the instructions for each meditation. Incidentally, the meditation should not be listened to while driving or operating machinery. It's fine if you cannot follow all of the instructions in the meditations consciously. In fact, some of them have been written, so this would be impossible for you anyway. Sometimes I meet people who are new to the meditations who would sabotage themselves by saying, "That one didn't work for me," or "My mind kept drifting to other things." Well, whatever their interpretation, it could well be that they could and actually did do it. You see, healing takes place at the unconscious level. So what your conscious or thinking mind does is of secondary importance. Your interpretation of what occurred is important, however, for the unconscious mind will take it on as a suggestion. So it is better to tell yourself, "I don't know what happened consciously, but I trust another part of me did the meditation for me." Sometimes people are concerned that they are not doing the meditations as they are supposed to be done. Well, let me tell you a story. While I was training in neurolinguistic programming with one of the co-founders, John Grinder, some 30 years ago, I got so excited about a technique I had used with people with AIDS. When I did the technique with them, they had achieved incredible results for themselves. I went back to John Grinder and told him how I had done the technique. John laughed and said, "Shireen, let me tell you something. You've been doing the technique the wrong way round." I was mortified and perplexed. "But if that's the case, how come they got such excellent results for themselves?" I said. "Well, let me tell you, Shireen," he said, "intention is at a higher level than technique. Your intention was so powerful that the technique still worked. And that's when I learned that you don't have to get it right. It's also fine for you to fall asleep during the meditations. Just trust that another part of you is doing the meditation for you." I once worked with someone with AIDS, who was so delighted with the improvements in his health that he asked me to work with his friend who was in hospital. I agreed, but got a shock when I arrived at the hospital. The man was lying in a coma. How is he going to hear what I say? I thought. And something inside me said, just do what you normally do. And so I worked with him, as if he could hear me. 3 months later, he walked in looking fully healthy. He told me he wanted to continue working with me. So I made the realization that your unconscious is always listening, doing the work for you. No matter whether you realize it consciously or not, know also that your unconscious mind is in charge and protecting you throughout. It will simply disregard any suggestions that are not in your highest interests. Now, how often should you listen to the meditations? Well, they are intended for those people who are committed to their healing. If you are truly serious about wanting to heal, you will listen to these meditations on a daily basis, 1 or 2 meditations per day, until you have achieved the results you want. I often suggest that people do the forgiveness meditation daily for several weeks until they genuinely feel they have forgiven and released everyone. The cinema technique is another that can be repeated many times to clear all the unwanted emotional patterns from the past. You see, the more clearing you do, the more your unconscious mind will bring up for you to clear. It's like peeling off the layers of an onion. So as you are ready now, get comfortable and relaxed and get ready for the first healing meditation. I wish you well on your journey, and I will be with you all the way.